I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Now, this Q-tip today on this Friday, and I know we have another day to talk about the game, even though we don't have a full show on Monday, but we have a little bit more time to talk about the game. But my guy Terry from Oakland, man, he actually pointed this out to me and said that this has not been talked about enough. So I thought, you know what? Let me bring it to the Q-tip on this Friday show. And that's the penalties and the lack of penalties that was called against the Raiders on Sunday against the Panthers. A lot of fans are talking about giving up 30 against the Panthers, not looking great, not being able to sack Teddy Bridgewater too many times, just that one time by Mo Hurst. But the fact that the Raiders only committed three penalties or were called for three penalties on Sunday is very impressive, because normally they're pushing about 100 yards worth of penalties, which is the whole field, which is a touchdown. And I always say that's the hidden yardage that you got to look at. Well, the Raiders were called for three penalties for 40 yards. And I know if you look across the landscape of the whole NFL, penalties were down week one, so maybe that's just a part of it. But if they can do that more consistently and show more discipline and have three, four penalty type games instead of 8, 9, 10, you know, especially those stupid jumping off sides and false starts and the ones that just don't make any sense. If they could play games more consistently disciplined like the game they played on Sunday, they're also giving themselves a fighting chance to win a bunch of games. You know, I mean, it's just simple as that. You've got to not allow teams to get free yards, especially teams like the Saints that are coming in on Monday that can already get up and down the field on their own. They don't need any help by you. So if you could play a clean game, especially with all those young guys on defense, you're giving yourself an opportunity.
That's right. Sorry, Chris. Chris was trying to shut me up. No, you're right. And the thing is, though, is I don't want Raider fans, you know, if they come out and get five penalties this week, that's not, you know, look, you're going to get some penalties. But I agree with you. To me, even the young defensive front, right, which didn't play as well as they need to play on Monday night, at least they didn't jump offside. They didn't create those pre-snap penalties that gave could have very easily been a massive difference in that game between win and loss had they done something like that. So there's that piece, and maybe they didn't get off enough and they're going to be more aggressive on Monday, but you're right. And that is, to me, a testament to the coaching staff. By the way, that's the other thing too with the penalties. You got to give credit. I know he was a very polarizing figure for Raider Nation when they brought him back, but Tom Cable,
I mean,
is it time not to give Tom Cable a bunch of credit?
No, I've been giving him credit since last year.
Yeah.
Because the first year he came back, they were horrendous.
They were.
And they gave up, the offensive line, 54 sacks that season?
Yep.
Last year they did a really good job. So I gave him credit last year. But this, I mean, first game, you have your right tackle, two of them go out, and you put a guard there, and you don't miss a beat. You know, I mean, just cooking with grease. He had them prepared and ready to go. And that's why at the end of the game, you saw John Gruden give him a pat right there on the chest. Like, good job, Cable.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a remarkable run for them. I mean, look, they got to be healthy. That offensive line, still some question marks going into Monday's game. I wish we could do shows on Saturday, Sunday, man. Like, we need to, like, build this thing up, right? Just keep going. Seven days.
Look, I always say that sounds good.
I know, but you need some time away from the mic.
But then at the same time, my pocket don't say that it is good. I gotta stop doing stuff like that, man. I'm trying to become a really smart free agent. I would have been the equivalent of Scottie Pippen back in the day. They would have offered me the first contract, and I would have took it.
Yeah, I get you. Well, that's right. You need your time away, and you need to know always know your value. That's the key.
Yeah, I know.
Always know your value. All right. We're going to pay some bills knowing that we need to provide some value to our worthy advertisers.
They need their value, too.
That's right. We're going to step aside when we come back. We'll talk with Vinny Bonsignor, and we'll try to get some calls in. You're listening to the Silver and Black today. Speaking of making sure we represent, it's powered by Sam and Ash, our sponsors. That's right. Injury attorney 702-820-1234. You're listening to the Silver and Black on Raider Nation Radio.